The Torah tells us the siman of a behema is you have to chew its cud and have split hooves, and that's for behema and a chaya. The difference between a behema and a chaya, it's a discussion in terms of checking out the horns. But either way, the Mishnah tells us, let's say you have a para, and they give birth to something which looks like a gomo. Looks like a non-kosher animal. It doesn't have the simani kashrus. So we paskin a gomo ben para is kosher. We paskin if the mommy had the fin, had the chew its cut and split hooves, it's kosher. So I think it's the opinion of Rav Shimon who's cholik, but we don't paskin that way. What about the reverse? A gomo who gives birth to a para. So Pasha should say it's no good. It's like we see it goes by the mother, so the mother's not kosher. So the Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Achronim, I think the Yad Eliyahu or some other Achronim, that say, why isn't it good? So everyone agrees it's no good. The question is, why not? Do I say it's no good? Because this guy... We have a principle, anything, a yotze mina asar asa, something which comes from something, a forbidden source, it's also forbidden. But fundamentally, we consider it a mintar. It has this cow that came from the camel, has split hooves and chews its cud. So I say basically it's a kosher animal, it has simani tahara, except I can't eat the milk because it came from a camel. Oh no. Do I say it's... The simanim don't do anything. In other words, it goes by the mother. And therefore, since it came from a non-kosher animal, it's a min tame. And because the issue would be, because we see, the question is, we saw from the first case, it goes by your mother. But the question is it either or? Do you need either it comes from a kosher mother or simani tahara? Well, no, you need both. So that's the... That's the suffix in the Piskei Tshuva. So, my nafkamina, what's the difference? If I can't eat this animal, or if I can't drink the milk, what's the difference? Well, one nafkamina is, according to the Rambam, if it's a yotze min ha'asur, you get makas. If it's the yotze minas, you don't get tussa deraisa, but there's no makas. But if it's actually a min tame, you would get makas. Or perhaps another nafkamina, the Piskei Tshuva Achronim bring down, is we know we only, the Gemara in Shabbos, Hukshu and Lech Shalayim, or Behema Torah Bilva, we only write a Sefer Torah from a or Behema Tahora. So this has to be a min Tahora. So if this is a, if this parabas gomo has the status of a gomo, so then it's a min tame, you can't write a sefer Torah on it. But if it's a min tahora, except there's a technical din of yotze min ha'asur, so then you would be able to use it for a sefer Torah. So that's a whole discussion, and we go, the bottom line is we don't eat either. I'm not sure if it doesn't come up too often. You could argue, So the question is, if you could have a gomo, a para, or should say, if you can't have a gomo bas parsa, but how would you know? So obviously, what are kosher any animal? Is that no? Since it's a milsa de lo shchichi, I don't know if it's ever happened, it's a long shot, therefore, we're not concerned about it. So that's regarding whether behema and chay, you need the simanim. My nafkamina, whether it's a chay or behema. So the halach of also vespino, shechting the animal also vespino, only applies to behemas and achayas. Kise adam only applies to chaya, and the chaylev are only asa for behemas. So regarding the achaya, you have to check the shape of the horn. So the shach writes, since we don't know, we don't have experts anymore, so therefore, we need a Masorah to tell me if this animal is a behema or is it a chaya or not? So it's a whole discussion what the Shach actually said. In other words, did he say that I need a, if you have a, if you have a new animal, let's say, like a zebu, that comes from elsewhere, and you don't know exactly, I mean, it chews its cud and has split hooves, but it looks different. It has like a hump on its back. It looks a little like a camel. It clearly doesn't look like a cow. So, what did the Shach say? The Shach say you can't eat it? Like that's what the Chokhmas Adam seems to say, and the Chazon Ish goes with it, or no? Or it means, no, of course you could eat it. It just means that we're not sure if it's a chaya, so therefore we have to go with Chumra regarding Oso Vespino, Kise, well, the Kise Adam, Chela, we have to go with Chumra in it. So that was a whole issue, I think, in the 1950s with Rav Herzog. He said he thought they had a tradition from India, but he said there was no Talmidei Chachamim in India. In deference to the Chazon Ish, they didn't bring it in. But then later on, what happened was the non-Jews, we know the Zion, seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but in addition, they have other, which are Chayim Misa for, but they're not Chayim Misa for mixed breeding. So they did it. Some say it's still also for them also, but they mixed breed. And now we see that the zebu is breed together with the cow. So the so someone is saying, now we have, based on the Gemara Machoros, that only kosher animals could breed with one another. So therefore, it's like a Misora now. So perhaps even according to the Chazon Ish, he'd be okay with eating zebu. And that's what's throughout them. Now they have mixed breeding. They split it up where you get the best of both worlds in terms of milking the cow in terms of drinking. So that was the issue with the zebus, and that's the same issue, because actually it comes up with the birds. That was the whole issue with the turkey, because when Columbus brought back the turkey to Spain, so let's say, so the Sephardim were eating it, and all of a sudden Ashkenaz says, look, they're eating, there must be a Masora on it. So some claim, no, there was no Masora. The Ashkenaz eat a Masora on birds, not Sephardim, and therefore it was a misnomer. After, there are some people who don't eat turkey today. The Shva has a minig not to eat turkey. I think Rabbi Avko Kamenetsky, based on his wife's family, Rav Shechta doesn't eat turkey because he felt that was a, there was no Masora. Ashkenaz started eating it. But others say, no, the fact that that through artificial insemination, you can breed a turkey and a chicken, so therefore that's good enough. Others point out that we've checked it out over a long period of time, and that's okay. Different reasons given, but the Minhag HaOlam seems to be, I think the Baal Shem Tov settled it by saying, that's it, the turkey's kosher. So the Lamaisa, most people eat the turkey, but that's the issue. The issue is, based on Rashi, the Ramah, whether you need a Misora on, if you need a Misora, you know, on birds or not.